Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking about holding on this week. Those of you people that are just weary from all that's gone on over the past year and a half with COVID, and just it's been a real challenging season for so many people. And I've had several friends that unfortunately have loved ones that they've gone to be in heaven, and so thankful for that, but they miss them here. And just been sharing Psalm 40 this week. We started on Monday, and we're going to continue talking about that today. And if you missed yesterday's program, I just want to remind you that you can always go to our website, hopeishere.today.org, and you can listen to those 14-minute programs at your convenience, or you can share them with somebody if you think they would be blessed by a program. But we were talking about how God helps us to hold on, and we were sharing Psalm chapter 40, verse 1 through 5. It says, I waited and waited some more, patiently knowing God would come through for me. Then at last, God bent down and he listened to my cry. He stooped down to lift me out of danger from the desolate pit I was in, out of the muddy mess that I had fallen into. Now God's lifted me up into a firm, secure place and steadied me while I walk along his ascending path. A new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think about how God breaks through for me. Ecstatic praise pours out of my mouth until everyone hears how God has set me free. Friends, he wants to do that for you today. It goes on to say in Psalm 40, verse 3, many will see God's miracles. They'll stand in awe of God and they'll fall in love with him. And that's one of the great things about being a follower of Jesus. People, when they see how God works in our lives and how we trust him, even in the difficult times, that God will just, they'll want to fall in love with God like we do because they see it in our lives. Psalm 40, verse 4 goes on to say, blessing after blessing comes to those who love and trust the Lord. They will not fall away, for they refuse to listen to the lies of the proud. O Lord our God, no one can compare with you. Such wonderful works and miracles are all found with you, and you think of us all the time with your countless expressions of love, far exceeding our expectations. So many powerful nuggets in there in those simple five verses in Psalm chapter 40. I read it from the Passage Translation. Really encourage you to check that out. I think you'd really be blessed by it, but I just know so many people are struggling right now, and my heart hurts for so many of them, but I'm so thankful we have Jesus to go to and run to when our loads get heavy and we just seem overwhelmed with life. And I saw this quote by J.M. Strom lately. It says, she is holding on, but barely, gripping whatever she can to keep it together for another day. She doesn't think about next week or next month, just today. That's what she tells herself. That's how she's gone this long. Just keep it together today. And maybe as you're listening, you're like, Greg, that's where I'm at. You're reading my life. You've been reading my emails. You've been reading my texts. You've been hearing my prayers. And you know, I haven't, but God has. And I want to encourage you, if you're with that today, that when we get to the point that we feel like we can't go on, that's when our faith becomes real. And we have to put the other knee down. And I know some of you are like, what do you mean put the other knee down? Well, so many times in life, and I'll never forget this visual Mike Bro did when 9/11 happened back in 2001 and the Twin Towers collapsed after those airplanes, the terrorists ran into them. And he said, you know, so many of us in our country, but even people necessarily that are followers of Jesus, possibly, they've had one knee down. But if we're honest, you know, you surrender parts of your life and you get one knee down. But for a lot of you, and he said, you need to put the other knee down, and our country does. We need to fully surrender. When you surrender, you're in a surrender position, you're on both knees. And I tell you, God's driven me to that point many times in my life. And as I've shared with you over the past 6 months a few times, that's just how I've been starting my life. When I get up in the morning, 99% of the time, I just roll out on my knees and just start thanking God for another day of life and start naming out four or five blessings. It could be anything from such a hot coffee. So many times I have just rolled out of bed and get on my knees to start my day in the first thing in the morning to humble myself and realize that I need a Savior. I need Jesus' help. And maybe that's something you want to do, or maybe you're like, well, I can't do that, Greg, physically, but just sit on the edge of your bed and just say, God, thank you for another day, and thank you that I don't walk through this alone. And to just be grateful. And Lord, I can't put both knees down, but I just want to surrender my one and only life to you today and help me. And John chapter 3, verse 30 says, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. And maybe that's just your simple prayer to God of surrender that morning before you start your day. And, you know, one of the things I want to remind you is that, you know, we shouldn't be surprised by troubles and heartaches and disappointments. I don't like them. I don't welcome them. But I'm thankful that Jesus said to his disciples, the 12 guys that did life with him day in and day out for the last 3 years of his life, he said to them in John chapter 16, verses 31 through 33, he said, do you now believe? A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And so I want to encourage you today that Jesus warned us that we're going to have troubles. And the thing that was so powerful to me in this passage, it's just three verses there in John chapter 16, verses 31 through 33, that Jesus went on and predicted and said, you know, there's going to be a time when you guys are going to leave me and be scattered each to your own home, and you will leave me all alone. And maybe that's where you're at today. Maybe that's why you're hopeless and discouraged. And I get it as a person that is single and, you know, I get it. I feel alone at times too. I'm thankful. Wonderful family, lots of friends. But Jesus said, hey, I'm going to be all alone. And of course, remember, Jesus was all by himself, did not have a wife, did not have children, and didn't even have a home, okay, or a car, transportation, you know, which, and yet he says to him, you're going to leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. And so I want to remind you today that you're never alone, that Jesus is always with you if you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior. And maybe some of you listening today, you need to invite him back in to be a priority, to be first place in your life, and say, I want to put you in the driver's seat, and I'll be the passenger, because it's not been working real well my way. And he says, I will help you, and if you'll keep your eyes on me, you'll have peace. You're going to have troubles in this world, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And obviously, after that horrific death on the cross where they tried to end his life and have him die, he did, but just for a couple of days, because on the third day, the tomb was empty and Jesus was alive, which means that he had overcome the world and that death was conquered. And so keep your eyes on Jesus right now if you're like, I just can't hardly hold on right now. And Jesus will make a way when there seems to be no way. I also want to remind you today, if you're kind of struggling, that while you're just trying to hold on, that you're actually being held. While you're holding on, you're being held. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, Jesus said, my own sheep will hear my voice, and I know each one, and they will follow me. I give to them the gift of eternal life, and they will never be lost, and no one has the power to snatch them out of my hands. My Father God, which has given them to me as his gift, is the mightiest of all, and no one has the power to snatch them from my Father's care. The Father and I are one. I love that in verse 28 where it says, Jesus said, no one has the power to snatch them out of my hands. So God's saying, hey, I've got you. You're in my hands right now. No one can take you away from me. And somebody listened to that. You needed to hear that. And I want to remind you that Jesus, he knows you. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15, 16 says, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. And you think about those nails in the cross that Jesus went through on that just brutal death. And he's saying, hey, I'm not going to forget you. I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. And friends, whenever you doubt how much God loves you, just look to the cross. You know he loves you when he gave up his one and only son. And for those of you that have lost a child, and I've had several friends that have had to bury their own child, and you know, the most painful thing is when a parent has to bury their child. You know, we weren't created that way. The children are supposed to bury their parents in an old age, but because of this fallen world we live in, unfortunately, so many times I've had friends that have had to just go through that pain. And I'm walking with a couple friends right now that just lost their teenage son tragically. And I just want to remind you that Jesus, because of what Jesus went through, God knows what it's like to lose a son and to see him go through just horrific pain. I also want to remind you that you're never separated from God. Okay, God's always with you. He's holding you. Maybe you just need some encouragement today, but Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. I've got this on my refrigerator at home, so I see it every morning when I get a bottle of water while I'm waiting on my coffee to brew. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, it says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. I want to remind you again, you are never alone if you're a follower of Jesus. And I'm so thankful to know, no matter what you're going to encounter today, I mean, no matter what it is, that it says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, and maybe you need to write this on a post-it note, place it in your bathroom mirror, on the coffee pot, in the dashboard of your car, in your cubicle at work, on your laptop, wherever you will see it throughout the day. But I want to remind you that whatever you encounter today, it says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, that the Lord himself goes before you, and he will be with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And I've shared this before over the past 3.5 years. I've been blessed to do this program and this ministry. But I want to encourage you when you have to go into a meeting with somebody, whether it's just you and another person, or maybe you're having to meet, you know, in a business meeting with several people, to invite God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to go with you, the Trinity, as we call them. And then there's four of you going into this meeting. And I've been practicing that in my life over the last 15 years, and it's just been a real blessing to help give me peace and encouragement and strength when I go into a meeting. So I want to encourage you to practice that as a follower of Jesus. That's one of the benefits that we have. And we talked about that, about membership has its privileges. Did that a couple weeks ago and did a series on that. And I want to encourage you, if you have not listened to those programs, to go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org, and you can catch that 14-minute program. I did three programs saying membership has its privileges, talking about being a follower of Jesus, just the blessings that we have, the privileges of that. So go listen to those. A third thing that I want to remind you from that passage there in John chapter 10, verse 27-30, where Jesus shared about his love for us. And I talked about this a little earlier, but just remind you that nobody can snatch you out of God's hands. Nobody can snatch you out of God's hands. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue to talk about Hold on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We want to say thank you to everyone that made donations in the month of August that helped us take advantage of the $10,000 matching gift opportunity. Because of your generosity, we were able to receive that $10,000 matching gift to do more ministry in Central Kentucky. Every August donation is greatly appreciated, and we want to say thank you. If you missed the opportunity to participate, please contact us today at hopeishere.today.org about other matching gift opportunities. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Contact us today at hopeishere.today.org.